I will say this over and over before you finish this audiobook. It is not possible for you to have a seriously defective, long-term relationship unless you have generated and adopted a lifestyle to sustain it. Every single person in every walk of life has a lifestyle that supports who and what he or she is. If you are a healthy, vibrant, efficient, and productive person who is in touch with your core of consciousness, then I know without question that you have a lifestyle that supports that manner of living. If you are an emotionally pained and relationally troubled person who has lost touch with your core of consciousness, I know that you have a lifestyle that supports that too. You cannot have a bad relationship unless your lifestyle is characterized by stress, pressure, distraction, and a harried and chaotic existence. Moreover, if you're living in a dysfunctional relationship with another person, it's because you have a dysfunctional relationship with yourself as well. I'm not blaming you. I'm just telling you how it is. I'm telling you that the reality of your relationship, along with your overall lifestyle and your relationship with yourself, are all 100% inextricably intertwined. Simply compare the lifestyle of someone who is chronically and morbidly overweight with the lifestyle of someone who is fit, energetic, and of normal weight. I will promise you that both of these people have designed their worlds to sustain what they have become. When it comes to your relationship, you have chosen to live patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior that have generated something that is not giving you what you want. You are living to suffer instead of loving to live. That has to change, and it has to change first before anything else will begin to fall in place. I have no doubt that many of you at this very moment are saying, "Wait a second, Dr. Phil. All your talk about getting me straight is just great, but you have no idea what a jerk my partner can be. You have no idea what manner of hell my partner brings into my life. I'm fine about making my life better, but what about my partner? Why all of this total focus on me? I'm just one half of this deal." Trust me, I do know what you may well be living with, and I promise you, your partner will get his or her turn in the barrel. But in all likelihood, your partner isn't sitting right beside you listening to me right now. You're the only one here. My only input, my only influence is with you, so that's who I'm focusing on. If you are smart, you will do the same. You can't control your partner. You can't make changes for your partner. You can't tell your partner what to do. But you can inspire your partner. You can give your partner a whole new set of behaviors and new set of stimuli to respond to. You can stop sabotaging yourself and your relationship, and you can start inspiring the kind of reactions you want from your partner. In the face of such constructive input, he or she can't fight alone, argue alone, or continue to be offended. Your partner can pout for a while, perhaps withdraw and be suspicious for a while, but eventually he or she is going to feel pretty stupid sitting over in a corner while you seem to be getting so very much happier and so much more optimistic and at peace with yourself. Besides, what's the alternative? To allow your current lifestyle to persist? A lifestyle that with each passing day broadens the gap between you and your hopes and dreams? This isn't brain surgery or quantum physics here. What you are doing, how you are living, is not working. Plain and simple, it is not working. If you do not push yourself to find out what it is in your lifestyle that isn't working, what it is about your lifestyle that has created and supports this negative relationship, you will continue to suffer. I'm not suggesting that you become someone you are not. I am suggesting that you become the best of who you are. Right here, right now, you can stop hurting and you can start changing your life. You may feel like you are lost in a maze from which there is no real exit, no route that leads back to your core of consciousness and all of the strength and wisdom that resides there. Well, I'm all about creating a route and an exit for you whenever and wherever you want it. I'm no longer caught up in ivory tower ideology. All I want to do is create good results. I'm prepared to kick a hole in the wall of the pain-ridden, unhappy maze you've gotten yourself into, and to provide you clear access to action-oriented answers and instructions on what you must do to have what you want. So now you know where we're headed. If you're going to rescue your relationship, the first lifeline we have to throw is to you so that you can pull yourself out of your emotional swamp. By changing how you treat yourself, you alter the most important element of the entire equation. It means altering the environment in which your relationship exists and changing the priorities that dictate your time and energy. You must redesign the backdrop or context in which your relationship occurs. Until you begin to live with dignity, respect, and emotional integrity, you will not have that quality and level of interaction with anyone else. As I like to say, you cannot give away what you do not have. If you do not have a pure and healthy love and regard for yourself, how can you possibly give that to anyone else? But as I said, I need your help. You have to be willing to admit that when it comes to conducting a relationship, whatever you have been thinking, feeling, and doing has not been working. You have to be willing to move your position on some very deep beliefs and long-held emotions, as well as behavioral patterns. I am asking you to hit the erase button on ideas that you may have been holding for 10, 20, 30, or 40 years. I'm asking you to wipe the slate clean and start over in your thinking. Bottom line, I'm asking you to believe once again that you are a quality person that deserves a quality relationship. Before we get started, let me tell you two very important things about your situation right now. First, it's not too late. It is not too late to have the relationship you want and deserve. You may be feeling weary and defeated, but I'm telling you, you have to get that thought out of your head or you are dead in the water with an anvil tied around your ankle. No matter how many times you've been hurt, you have to be willing to give yourself one more chance. Maybe all you can muster in your mind and heart is to say, I wish I felt good about this relationship again, and I wish I felt lovingly toward this person again, because I know that at least at one time in my life, those emotions felt good. Well, if you can believe that, it's enough of an ember for us to fan into a flame. Second, you are not alone. You might feel bewildered and demoralized right now, engulfed by the loneliness that comes with a deteriorating relationship. You may feel intimidated and overwhelmed by what may seem like insurmountable problems or hurts that tend to run so very, very deep. But I want you to know that from now on you have a partner. You have a partner who is willing to walk with you through this intimidating maze of emotion and who is willing to interact without judgment or criticism, but with the willingness and courage to tell you the truth. I'm going to be that partner for you. I have now counseled with thousands of people and taught tens of thousands in seminars, helping them create and maintain the key relationships in their lives. I have designed this approach to meet you at whatever point you find yourself in your experience of your relationship and give you the power to make changes. Power that can only come from learning the absolute, naked, and unvarnished truth. To make this thing work, you must do one thing starting right now. You must put your relationship on what I like to call project status. This means that you must consciously decide to actively, purposely work on improving your situation each and every day. I don't mean that you need to want to or intend to work on it. I mean do it every single day. You make time for other things in your life every day. You're able to take out the trash every day. You're able to get the children to school every day. You're able to get to your job every day. And your work on your relationship should be no different. A tried and true formula fits the need here. Be, do, have. Be committed, do what it takes, and you will have what you want. Throughout this journey, there will be setbacks, there will be pain, there will be disappointment, but there will also be change. Stay committed to facilitating that change. Adopt a philosophy of passion that says, I will not quit. I will not allow my hopes and dreams to be pushed aside. Never forget, this life is your only shot. This is no dress rehearsal. You must be willing to reach for what you want and reach right now. And if you're willing to settle for less, then that's exactly what you will get.